Righto, before we get into it today, I'd just like to thank the blokes and ladies that keep the lights on here, our sponsors.
Better Beer, Jogging a Can, Winning a Tin, The Athlete's Choice. Look, no matter what sort of beer you drink, they've got you covered. Go check out their whole range.
Country Trucker Caps for keeping our domes out of the sun with all their deadly designs.
TikTok Nutrition for keeping our bodies filled with the good stuff.
SP Tools for giving us the best tools for all our projects at home and on the work site.
And the True Blue Aussie Bookie Blue Bet.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the f*** he wants.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Alpha Blokes podcast.
Here to give the everyday battler a voice and delete head noise one laugh at a time. Have a listen to this. Mm. Do you know what that sound is? That's fucking sparring at 5:30 with the headlights on, baby.
Never back down.
Proper never back down, wasn't it?
Yep.
Had the fucking lights on, punching each other in the face. It was the jabs and the hooks and everything are getting a bit stiffer too, 3 weeks out.
Yeah.
Or four, what is it, 4 weeks out? The boys are turning it off. Yeah, Quino's sporting a half a shiner over there.
I am. I got a
fucking eardrum I was breathing through and my lips busted this morning.
Yeah, we had a bit on, but it feels good to get it out of the way, doesn't it?
Oh, it's great.
I really like it, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was good. But yeah, so Jogging a Can, Winning a Tin, The Athlete's Choice. Look, we should be on the middies because we're tapering into fight week, but we fucking smashed all the cold ones out of the fridge, so we're going to have to restock. It's just the OG, but the best part about these things are zero carbs, zero sugar, 87 calories. It's a fucking Jogging a Can. That's what it is.
It's the boxer's choice.
Mm, that's right. So make sure you go and fucking get stuck into a better beer if you're going to have a beer. Another massive supporter of our show, especially these episodes with all the mad units ringing in, is the maddest unit himself, CTC, the Knuckler, Country Trucker Caps. Head to countrycompanies.com for all the awesome designs ready to rumble. Countrytruckercaps.com to design your very own. Whatever you want on that hat, the Knuckler will nail it for you. And he's fired up a discount code across the board for Alpha Blokes listeners. Use the code worded Alpha Blokes for a discount checkout.
Strap in, it's time again for Knuckles Proper Trion.
Let's hear a proper ear.
Fresh off the press, this one.
I reckon it must be. He's got to redeem. Do you reckon he'll redeem?
He's got a bit on the fella.
This one's only 1:10, so it's not 20 years.
Legends. Just Knuckles here calling me proper, true yarn of the week up. Well, boys, not much of a story, but sort of probably should be the time to tell all the trendsetters you boys know. But, you know, by the time this is released, I'll be on a plane to woo. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, going to the home of the bat. So, flying over there directly, as we said, as we speak, and as you're listening, I'll be right in the thick of bat country. So, I'll try not to eat any, I'll try not to fuck any, and I'll try to come back with no super fucking forms of the corona. But anyway, this happens to be me. Last proper true yarn of the week due to coronavirus version 2. It was good being a part of it all. I'm just going to go and razzle a heap of them up and fucking get a few cool videos, I reckon. But they reckon Wuhan's very nice this time of the year. Oh, well, I'll fucking let you know. You know, boys, catches.
How loose is that we're sort of tapering, like this Stanage trip that I'm about to go on? You know, not ideal timing-wise, but that'll be my last, will be my last blowout.
Yeah.
Before the last 3 weeks of tapering into fight night. This cunt's going to Wuhan.
Going to come back with a new variant. Is that the word?
China.
Good
China.
Stuff,
China. China.
Yeah.
How loose is that? Isn't he? I don't think he's home until after the fight night, is he?
He said he's not even back home in the big gimp. Until after the fucking boxing night.
Oh my god.
There needs to be a cunt permanently filming that man.
Yeah.
Imagine keeping up with the Kardashians. Keep up with Knuckles, cunt, I dare you.
keeper. Yeah, that's right. But you'd have to subby out the film crew.
Well, I think you just get a harness on one of those pivots that just holds a camera on one of those stabilizers in front of him and just gets him walking around just filming him.
Why shit's hot, he's fucking battling. That's it's good to see.
Yeah, that's right. Share that to the man. Fucking oath. Right, off that note, I'm off to Stanage. As you are listening to this, most of the lads are already there. I'm joining them for a few days, a trip to remember Filthy. Do all the things he used to love doing, fishing, crabbing and drinking piss with the boys. Today marks 2 days since Filthy has passed.
Two years,
since Filthy has passed. Jed was 101, was a dead set brother to me, mad as a cut snake, but the loyalty and love he had for his mates is something that will never be forgotten. My little boy carries his name, which I love. I can't wait to explain to him one day what his middle name means and how special it is. And to this day, one of the things I'm most proud of is getting him on for a yarn back when we did. That will be there forever, and it really changed my perspective on how special what we do is.
Yep.
Going to bed last night, I bumped into a clip of Joey Diaz actually talking about true friendship. And this was the Filth to a T, so check it out.
Swore to God that if I ever had a chance to be a friend to somebody, because you don't need 20 friends, you just need 3 motherfuckers and you can take over a country. Okay, that's what we're confused as Americans. We think we need all these motherfuckers. You give me 3 bad motherfuckers and you're finished. You understand me? You're fucking finished because we got each other. You know, I promised that I would be a friend to people and I would live and die for them. And, you know, when I look at people now, I always look at people sometimes and I go, how's that motherfucker gonna feel when I die? Is he gonna be fucking shit at my funeral? Or is he gonna squeeze my daughter and come see her every week and give her a call? You know, friendship doesn't come because you're such a nice guy. Either you could have millions of dollars and buy your friends, or you could earn people's friendship. And one way to earn people's friendship is when the peanut butter jar broke, the peanut butter's on the floor, your kid's yelling, you're late for an audition, you're going crazy, and all of a sudden the phone rings and somebody just doesn't want something from you. They just call you to go, hey man, I was thinking about you.
Very strong.
Yeah, so... cheers to that, Mike.
Yeah, cheers to the fucking legend.
Cheers.
Fly high, brother. It'll be good, I think. Timing's never good for anything. Obviously, me going away doing this isn't great, but it's going to be like a forced holiday for me to do some fun shit that I used to do with him. And
yeah, a bit of time to reflect, mate.
Yeah, that's right. If you're lucky enough to have a mate like that, don't take it for granted, legends, because you never know when anyone's time's up. So either pause this or after the episode, give him a ring if you got one and fucking just have a yarn with him. Righto, whose pick is it today? Is it mine?
Yes.
I think it is. Righto, let's fucking go.
Hey lads, it's Tommy the Pommy. Hope you're all well and sexy as ever, you bunch of horny old dogs. Now then, I was... shout out to Pendulum as well for the backing music this morning. I was just brushing my teeth, like I have done every other day of my life for the last 30 years, and I thought, hell, that doesn't half look like you're giving someone an old blozer J, doesn't it? If you took that toothbrush away, it just looked like you're force-feeding yourself cock. And now I can't unsee it. It's making me feel slightly uncomfortable. I haven't been queering. I'm probably not going to go queering. I don't think it's my thing. But if I did, I would be a passionate-looking man. So I don't really know where I'm going to go from here. I'll probably just get Mrs. the Pommy to grow out the old organic Brillo pad and have a chew on that. If you know what I mean. The old 70s muff. Bring it back. Take it easy, boys. Lots of love. Stay out of yourself. And fuck you, Gibbo.
Oh, mate, you'll never get sick of hearing that man's voice.
Nah, if he lets you hear a voice message every day, you'd be fucking a happy man.
Oh, fucking oath, man. He makes a good point, though. You think about brushing your teeth, you're literally just pounding it, aren't you?
Just frothing your mouth.
Just fucking giving it some.
Yeah.
Good stuff, mate. What a way to kick things off. Good on you.
Bit of fucking pendulum, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, just cranking.
Boys, Brooksy the Big Red Dog here.
Oh.
The original father of sons and fucker of moms. Have I got a fucking yarn for you? So I fly back into country after being out over in Nauru for about 3 or 4 weeks. And I've got to fly back to Rocky from Brizzy. So I'm like, yep, no dramas. Got to pick the kid up. All good. Get to the airport. Get into the fucking security line. Boom. fucking fire alarm goes off, everybody gets booted. So then we get back into the airport, fucking struggling to get through security, and it's getting really, really close to fucking departure time for my flight. By the time I get through fucking security, I don't know where the fuck I've got to go, so I hit up the little virgin love in her red dress and go, darling, where's the flight to Rocky? Down to gate 49, she says. So off I fucking trot, and I get down there, guess what, it's the wrong fucking gate. They're calling my name over the announcement saying, last call, Brooksy, fucking get here, cunt, or you're going to miss your flight. So I speak to the other lady at the other virgin counter. I'm like, fucking tell them I'm coming. I've got my three-year-old and my fucking hands are full. So I race up there and I'm about to fucking get to the gate and they shut the doors and they're like, flight's closed. Get fucked, cunt. You can't get on.
Oh.
Well, Brooksy was not impressed. Had to go down to the fucking service counter having a bit of a yarn. They're like, nope, too bad. You've lost your money. You've done your $1,000 on your flight home. You're going to have to book another one. I'm like, well, righto. Let's just fucking book another one. Well, they wanted $1,200. Get fucked. You're not getting $1,200 out of me. So I'm like, fuck it. I'll just fucking get in a taxi cab, $120 to get from Brisbane Airport back to Redland Bay in the new joint where I've just picked up the damn coos. I'm going to drive home. Jumped in, started driving to Rocky. 53 kilometres out of Gingin, this cunt hit a pothole and did two fucking tyres.
Holy.
Motherfucker. So he called Yui. Yui, cunt, come on down here with your tow truck and pick me up. Oh, yeah, no worries, Brooksy. We'll be there in about 4 hours. Cunt, by the way, we can't take you anywhere. Get your wife out of bed. She's going to have to drive down from Rocky to pick you up.
Oh.
That's my fucking yarn. In ya, out ya, up ya. Fuck Yui. Fuck Virgin. In ya.
Oh, mate, that is... That's just a classic fucking everything coming down on you, hey?
I feel bad for you, mate. It fucking feels like the last couple of months for me.
Yeah, like everyone can relate to that exact yarn where it's just like boom, 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 boom. It's just like driving you down like one of those little pop-up things at the fucking arcade. Just smacking you.
I'm looking for some good karma. So I jumped an Indian this morning. I should rephrase. I jump-started a Mazda for an Indian bloke. That's what I'll say. Yeah.
How'd that go?
So he was like, poor fellow, I was getting a coffee and he's broken down in the middle of the road. So I'm like, said to Cass, we'll get this coffee and we'll pull over and we'll help him push his car off the road at least. Because I thought it was like, I thought he might have put the wrong fuel in it.
Mm.
He just come out of the servo. And then went down. And he goes, car's all dead, no power. And I'm like, oh, well, my in-laws are only up the road. He'll have jumper leads. I'll go get him and race back. And, yeah, got it going for him. And, yeah, poor bloke's like, I'm not even from town. This is my mate's car.
Oh.
So, yeah, jumped in India.
Fucking get that India.
Get that India.
Good on you.
Brought a bit of spark and hopefully some good karma.
I reckon you have.
Yeah.
I reckon it'll be. Hey, do you know what today marks as well? The last day of sweating our holes out. The aircon's getting fixed.
Yes.
Tomorrow, which I'm sure you guys are keen to stop hearing about. But, yeah, so that's cool.
Good yarn, mate. Fuck, man.
Yeah, that's fucking...
Head noise and money.
I hope it's turned around for you. They say the bad things come in fucking threes, so at least that's pretty much three in one hit, isn't it? I don't know. Yeah, all the best, mate. I hope things fucking turn around for you. Brooksy, it was good to hear from the legend. He was fucking peppering us at one point.
Yeah.
So it's good to hear him back.
Fucking oath.
Fucking oath.
With a great yarn, too.
An OG trendsetter.
Fuckers! Got to make this quick for Quinn Diesel. It's Pricey here from the DKC, calling in with a bit of head noise I get around this time of year, being the Easter fucking holidays. Let me paint a picture. You knock off work Thursday and you think, I'm going to pack the car tonight, get a nice early start Friday, hit the road, beat traffic. The car's fucking full to the brim. Kitchen sink's in and there's a saucepan poking the kids in the ribs. It's parked fucking tightly. You hit the road at Sparrowfart as planned, but you hit the road with all the rest of the fucking numpties and the whole place is a car park. You haven't moved for fucking 25 minutes. It's taken you 3.5 hours to drive 40 kilometres. Fucking hell. The kids are screaming, there's no fucking Wi-Fi and they can't watch Peppa Pig. Oh, fucking no. Mrs. is fucking cranky. She's needed to piss 1.5 hours ago and you're trying to make good time. 9 hours later, you finally make campsite and you're tucked in like with every other fucking Easter holiday moron.
This is unreal.
And you spend the 1.5 hours setting up camp with all the others drunk around you pointing and laughing. Then you spend the 2.5 days, everyone getting sunburnt, and end up smelling like a homeless man's fucking sock. The kids have 200,000 mozzie bites on the bastards, and your missus has been bitten on the ass by a fucking bull ant. Only later on in the day, you sit around the campfire and point out how good the serenity is. next minute, Monday pops its head up. You got to spend the next fucking 2 hours packing the whole shebang back into the truck. The kids get folded in like a piece of origami just to fit every fucking thing in. And you hit the road again to join every other mumpty in the fucking car park again. You spend the next 9 hours on the trip home wishing you could just fucking stop in for a burger. But you know you got to unpack everything shortly and get your fucking sorry ass back to work on fucking Tuesday.
Oh, brother.
Fuck me! Why the fuck do we do this to ourselves? Anyway, hoo-roo, love yous.
Has he called in before?
Yeah, he has.
That's going to be very fucking hard to be.
That's going to be hard to be. That was well put together.
It was more just if some cunt with some kids can't relate to that.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like the holidays are meant to be like, woo, and it's only me now realizing that it's never been woo for the parents. Like, for kids, it's like, oh, fuck yeah, this is awesome. Like that, just to be sitting there for that, you know, when the kids are in bed, everything's quiet and dad's sitting there going, for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then it's chaos either side.
That's it reminded me a bit of Buster's first rearm before he come on the show about talking about the Bruce Highway and getting here and the speed cameras and stuff like that.
Yeah, but like I think everyone can relate to that.
Oh, fucking
hell. You know, Easter weekend. You know what?
Fold in like a better.
The more I think about it, man, with all the kids, all the shit, all that stuff, the more caravans really start to fucking make a lot of sense to me. Obviously, getting towed at 100 on the highway is a fucking must. But I mean, like my neighbours, man, I'm very lucky with the neighbours I've got. As I've said before, they're fucking legends, great people. And they had the big caravan that they were about to go away for the weekend. And I was having a bit of a chat to them when I was getting me fucking turn on building the XL, mate, Timberline.
And,
Timberline. And having a bit of a yarn to them, they were just hooking the caravan up and having a bit of a chat about the kids and everything. And they said that they've got everything in there, all the bedding, all the fucking utensils, everything that they take away is always in that caravan. So it's like it's ready to go. And I'm like, fucking prime.
Yeah.
That is the go. Get hook home, the cunt on, put your shit in, let's go.
Fucking oaf.
Get home, might wash stuff and everything, but I mean, having it sitting there already packed, like that's smart. That's eyes up footy.
Yeah.
You know, so caravan mobs reach out, eh?
E.
One each will do.
One each will do.
So, yeah, moving on. Great yarn.
I reckon we'd be good to brand ambassadors.
Oh, fucking, yeah, 100%, mate.
Boys, how you going? Good, Doug out here from Townsville. Just on my way to work, minding my own business, listening to episode 250. Tommy the Pommy was just on, actually, talking about Marketplace. And cruising in the left-hand lane, doing 100, because it's fucking work. Why rush to it? And this fucking thing next to me in a CX-5 or whatever has come up 105 or whatever. She's going a bit quicker than 100. And I shit you not, I look over and she's got a bowl of cereal in her left hand and her right hand has got a spoon. And she's just munging in like she's at the fucking dinner table. She's going 100 Ks in a dual lane fucking road, just munging in to a bowl of fucking cereal with a spoon. Like, I know here I am with the fucking voice recorder in me lap, but fuck me, I got one hand on the gear stick and one hand on the fucking steering wheel. This bitch is just double banging a bowl of fucking cereal. Are we just getting dumber and fucking dumber or what? Or we just think we're invincible? I don't know, but fuck me, boys. There's a story to tell when I get into work. All right, have a good one. Catch us.
That is fucking hilarious, cunt.
You know what's the best thing I've seen?
What?
Bloke at the traffic lights razoring himself before work in the mirror.
Dead set.
Yeah, had a little bowl as well with the white thing dipping it in. And just fucking going ham.
You're fucking kidding me.
No.
That is unreal. How's that? That would spin me the fuck out, someone having a proper bowl of cereal. Bit of toast, play on, toasted sandwich, croissant, fucking energy bar, whatever, a shake, a bowl of cereal.
Especially at 105 Ks.
Mate, that's loose. That's near done old mate's Easter one for me. That's fucking a spin out.
Yeah, I love
it. I'm pretty – that might be Zach Jenke, I reckon. The voice might ring a bell. I might be wrong, but The voice rings a bell. Big Zacko, you might be in the lead there, champ. That's made me fucking laugh. Just picture that pennant on the highway looking over going, what the fuck?
When I was getting a few Wheatbix in or cornflakes on or
crunchy
was,
nut.
Crunchy nut.
Oh,
fuck. Are you a cereal boy?
I was about to say that. I'm not at all.
Nah.
I don't not like it, right? Like, as in, if I had to sit down, there was nothing else, but I'm just not a big brekkie person as it is.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to have brekkie, it's not normally.
I think I'm just sort of scarred a bit of, like, your old boy saying, well, you need breakfast, fucking back when it was, like, the most important meal of the day.
Mm.
And I'd be forced to just eat fucking cereal and I was off it.
What were you given as a kid cereal-wise?
Oh, I didn't mind that Sultana brand with the little yogurt bits.
Yeah, they're all right.
But
do you ever get any checks?
My granddad, he was just like a cocktail maker of cereals, and that just put me off. Oh. He'd be like, whatever's left, like five different ones, all in like a mixed grill.
Oi, let's have a stab at the top three cereals in Australia, and we'll have a look at it. So don't look it up yet, Quino.
Yep.
I reckon Cocoa Pops has got to be fucking up there.
Yeah.
Fruit Loops. Cocoa Pops, Fruit Loops, and
what's that one? Not Sultana brand. It's let's go Nutri-Grain.
They're solely those Cocoa Pops, Nutri-Grain, Fruit Loops.
I'm gonna go Nutri-Grain, Wheatbix.
I reckon Wheatbix will be up there for Australia.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Nutri-Grain, Wheatbix. Go on,
you gotta. Right, yeah, let's have a look. We've thrown a few around.
If I was to have a cereal, I would have Wheatbix.
What was that one?
Yeah,
hot, like warm milk or cold milk?
Cold.
Sugar on top.
Bit of honey.
A tiny bit of brown sugar, a little bit of honey, banana.
Yeah, naughty boy.
Most popular cereals.
In Australia. I'm actually looking forward to this. Shout out to Google.
Yeah. Number one, Wheatbix.
Oh, Wheaties.
Wheatbix.
Hit it. Press it, Quinn.
Yeah, it's loading.
Oh, sorry, mate.
You're right. That's all right, mate.
Number
one, Wheatbix. Number two, Nutri-Grain. Number three, Uncle Toby's Oats.
Oh, fuck off. Uncle Toby's Oats is not number three. Sultana brand, cornflakes, Cocoa Pops, Special K. I love that one, Special K.
Where the fuck's the Fruities? Fruit Loops.
No, we're...
Fuck off. Are you kidding?
Yeah, Cocoa Pops, six.
Yeah.
So, Uncle Toby's Oats.
So, porridge.
Is that a carry-on?
Nah.
You don't reckon?
I used to smash a fair bit of porridge.
Oh, man. I couldn't think anything worse. Like, it tastes okay, but I mean, if I... we're talking... oats on the podium.
Yeah.
Am I overreacting?
It's a bit of a surprise for me, definitely.
You know, because of those, what do they call them, day oats? Or, well, you know how people... What's the fucking classy protein sports
overnight
oats? Overnight oats.
Yeah, they're nice.
Yeah, but everyone gets into their work and pre-packs the overnight oats because they're probably going off best sellers.
What's it saying here? So we've got three Uncle Toby's Oats. Australians are well aware of the importance of a healthy breakfast, and Uncle Toby's Oats is a testament to that. Made from 100% whole grain oats, this cereal is a popular choice for those seeking a warm and comforting breakfast that looks like spew. It's a versatile option that can be customized with various toppings such as fruit, nuts and honey. Although we are, as a country right now, fitness is cool. Yeah. Like as in everyone's up and about with their thing. So maybe, but it still blows me away.
There are some cool things you can do with those overnight oats. I'm not the biggest fan. I was half thinking, like, oh, do you prep a few up?
I started doing it like during when we started camp. And I'm a big fan. But yeah, that's like using blueberries, oats and shit and all that, yeah.
Yeah.
Not like the adding shit. I forget you add all shit to it. Because if I'm just talking oats, you slide a thing of oats in front of me.
Nah.
In a bowl and I just go,
For those overnight ones, you got to do it in a jar literally overnight.
Yeah.
To get it to set.
That's right. Just like a Tupperware container. And then like you actually get oats and not sachet shit, obviously.
Yeah.
And then, make whatever you want.
Can't believe Fruit Loops isn't even in the top 10, bro.
Rice bubbles
is special.
They'd always get too soggy, the rice bubbles.
Yeah.
They're pretty boring too.
What are all those Milo ones?
The top two make sense.
Remember those Milo?
Yeah, Wheatbix.
Remember those Milo ones?
Yeah. They were good. Chex. Remember the Cocoa Pops Chex? Chex are prime, man.
The old fly screen. The fly screen one.
Yeah, see, Milo, Nestle Milo, that was fucking good stuff.
Fuck yes.
But yeah, and saying all this, yeah, not a cereal guy. No. But I'm definitely not a fucking oats guy. You can have that. Keep that shit in third and I'll stay away from it.
Yeah. Fuck it off my podium.
Fuck it. It should not. There's no way oats should be on the podium. Top cereals in Australia and you got a fucking bowl of porridge. Fuck off. Anyway, that was prime. Moving on.
Out of weed mix.
Mm, yeah, Wheaties.
Boys, the Cobram correspondent here checking in. Not too far up the highway from how long, eh, Quinny? So close to the borders, we might as well be dad kisses, mate. Anyway, got a bit of a carry-on here. You know what really grinds my gears? Fucking shuffle button on playlists. I've got a playlist that's over 1,000 songs long, and do you reckon I can hear some new music every time I press that fucking button? Nana! It is the same songs fucking over and over again. But that's all right. Because it's Thursday, before Good Friday. I've parked the big rig up. I'm going to get a little bit blind on the flats this Easter weekend. Going home to see the family. And you know what? Stay the fuck out of yourself. But
fuck yeah.
You know what cracks me up? You know when Spotify does the yearly thing of your top song?
Mm.
But it's normally the first one in the playlist that you use the most.
Yeah.
And it shits you and you don't even want to put it up.
Yeah. I really want to get into, like, that's why I downloaded those couple of playlists the other day, because I find with me, like, I'm in a certain mood for a certain song.
Yeah.
And my big liked songs playlist is that diverse, cunt. I'm talking pretty much every single genre in there, and I'm like, it's not good enough to say if you're going for a run or something. You don't want to put that playlist on. Like, I've got a playlist for exercising and for like some sitting around the fire, and if you want to get pumped up. And then the shuffle's all right because it's all the same genre. But if you've got 1,000 songs all over the show, then shuffles is the non-goods.
I think I'm having a midlife crisis, wanting a Harley, fucking hot rods, and I've just been listening to 80s.
Yeah, have you?
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Like that long, cool woman.
Can we play that, actually? Yeah. Let's get into it.
Yeah, I just fucking. Yeah. Yeah, I've been playing it with the boys. Like when we're setting up, warming up for boxing, it just cracks you up. Feels like you're setting the scene.
Yeah, let's set the scene.
We've been pumping this for this week, eh?
Fucking hell. Oh, fuck.
Give me a bit of volume, baby.
Stop it.
I'm going to be on this dirt road to Stanage. Yeah. With the rods hooked up. Ready to get it on. Fuck it, stuck
in
anywhere.
Ready to get in work with the boys on the weekend.
Oh! Woo!
If that doesn't get you in a good mood.
But it's everyone goes, what's that song? It's Long Cool Woman in a black dress.
Righto,
it's a long song. But you just look that song up right on Spotify and hit the playlist underneath it, and it's got like Fortunate Son,
Is that Vietnam War playlist? Stop it, bud.
Yeah, because you know me, I'm like, I love talking about the Vietnam War, in the trenches.
Yeah, yeah.
And like a couple of hangovers, I'm going, the Vietnam War would have been fucking easier than
this hangover. I'm saving that, bro. Do you know, that's fucking awesome. I'm pumped that I've got that now. Do you know, it's one of those songs where, like I was talking about the other day with that 90s bangers.
Yeah.
You just hear it and you go, I love that song, but I've never known what it's called to be able to find it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think of like, riding the pub on a Harley with the boys or fucking hammering down the flats in an old muscle car or something.
Like, imagine the flap of this hat just flapping on a Harley. Just
yeah. Well, if you get like matte black ones done with white rotten.
Fucking oath. That's great stuff, though. Good on you, mate. Pumped doing it
right up in here. Shout out to Vietnam.
The girls will be sitting in the office going, what the fuck are they doing out there?
Fucking idiots.
Cereal and Vietnam War.
Yeah, how's that for a couple of
shout out to Nam.
Yeah, get a bit of Nam in you.
Boys.
Hey.
Tommy, Cam, Quint, Buck here from Victoria again. I'm just calling up with a fucking carry-on. Like, I'm at the car wash, and I'm lined up, being a lazy cunt, take the missus' car, we're selling it, long story short, lining up for the automatic car wash. All you got to do is scan your phone, push your fucking button. And the owner walks up to me and goes, g'day, mate, I'm going to help you out with this. Okay. and he fucking takes my phone out of my hand and scans it for me. I could have reached the cunt. And then he pushes the button for me and he goes, just go forward on the green light, mate. I fucking know. It's not rocket science. It's honestly not that fucking hard. What are you doing here? Just go spray something or just fuck off. Don't need your help. I feel bad, but fuck me.
Yeah. You know, yeah, there's two parts to that. There's the micromanaging cunt, and then there's someone that's always getting asked for help.
Well, I think it's a hard one, right? Because, like, back in the day with the servo thing,
yeah,
like, someone would fill your thing up. Like, now if someone steamed over and tried to work me car, I'd probably be going, what are you doing, bro?
I'll work you.
Because we're not sort of used to it. Well, our mate's probably just going, oh, yeah, a bit of customer service here. But I'd be the same. I'd be thinking, what are you, like, I can just press it, cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. I get you, bro. I get you. But our mate's probably bored shitless. What, like, what's he supposed to do?
That's right.
Let him scan it, mate. Let him. You should have said, hey, watch the cunt while you're going. Or was it the automatic one?
The automatic.
Yeah. Are you an automatic person or are you a get in the booth and fucking turn the gurney on and get into her?
I've been known. I'm 50-50, to be honest.
Mate, I think if it's just a general.
If you actually want it clean, I'll get out.
I think it's a general once-over. Like, I don't really wash it often because I don't go on the dirt, but I think, like, after the Stanage thing this weekend, I'll be taking it in the manual.
You got the truck wash at Calliope too, which is pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, just the water, the gurney and that, yeah. No, it's good. It's good having that, but
oh, you got to get that fucking foam brush out or else it's just hopeless. I reckon they're slowly dropping the pressure off these guns
over
the years.
You reckon that's a bit of conspiracy?
Yeah, that's a bit like the fuel servo. You know what someone was telling me on the phone? Actually, it was Knuckles. We were talking about I was talking to him about it, and he goes, yeah, a mate will put the nozzle in and go to a dollar and see if it lines up with the price and then keep going. And then I'm going, he's last laughing because I've fucking never done that.
Who the fuck? I'm normally.
Who would have the time of the day to do that?
During that time where I'm forced to stand there, I have a million thoughts in my head about what I'm doing next. I'm like, fuck, what's this? Yeah. It's normally when I remember something I've forgotten. When I'm sitting there, I'm like, ah, fuck. When I'm fucking reverse engineering, holding it backwards or fucking. or something like that.
But yeah, that. Because he reckons I'm like, what are you going to do if it's actually like 2 or 3 cents over? Go inside and go, you need to recalibrate this thing. Or
have you ever got bored and just stopped and only filled it up like halfway?
When I was an apprentice.
I can imagine you doing that, being like, I'm fucking over it.
Yeah. Almost did that with the truck the other day because it got to like $270 or something.
Oh.
And I'm like,
that's enough.
When am I actually going to be fucking using driving? This gun? Yeah, for a bit.
Yeah, miss me with that. Yeah.
Well, I do like, not even with that Chev, it's been fucking $180 a week the way I've been driving it too. And then the Nav.
The way I've been driving.
The Nav, I've been using that more of the long distance, took that up to Rocky Nuts and stuff. I've been chewing the fuel on that. I think I've fueled up. It was like $800 last week to do all 4 cars. I'm just
Yeah, like you don't fuck around getting to the speed limit.
No. I think Mia's used to it, just pinned in a 4-point harness, booster chair. Yeah. Safe driver.
Yeah, yeah.
You can get fast to the speed limit.
Yeah, that's right.
Boys, how's it going?
Good, mate.
This one goes out to all the fathers out there. You know, before you become a dad, you get all these warnings from other parents, from your parents, grandparents, all walks of life. Oh, you know, watch out for the terrible twos, watch out for the biting phase, this, that, the third. Yeah, well, nobody warned me about the psychological warfare of the no phase. You want steak for dinner?
No.
Steak's your favourite. You love eating steak. That's what we're having for dinner. No, daddy. No. I want grapes. Oh, well, you can have a couple grapes before dinner, but you can't have grapes for dinner. No. I'm having grapes. It's like, all right, what do you do? You give them steak and then it's tantrum meltdown city. All right, well, Bub, do you want a shower or you want a bath? No shower, no bath, not tonight. Well, you're a grub, you need one. So you chuck them in the bath and it's meltdown tantrum city.
Yep.
And then they start enjoying themselves and then it's time to get out the bath. It's like, oh, come on, bub, let's get out the bath. No. I'm staying in.
Yeah, mate.
All right, then you get them out and it's tantrum time while you dress them. All right, time for bed, bubba. No. I'm sleeping in daddy's and mummy's bed tonight.
Yeah.
No. You're sleeping in your own bed. No. food that they loved yesterday.
Yeah, mate.
Don't like it anymore.
It's fucking wild.
Shows that they loved yesterday. Don't like it anymore. Songs that used to calm them down in the car. Not having it. Oh, can I change your bum, bub? You've done a poo. It's staying there.
Yeah.
Can you relate, fellas?
Fucking
it has been the biggest test of my patience I think I've had in my lifetime to this date.
Yeah.
Still wouldn't change being a dad for the world. I love it. But Jesus Christ.
Yep.
I feel like I'm going into an interrogation every day after daycare now. I don't know what to do, boys.
Mate, it's, can fucking relate to that. Beck and I had this, like, it's AFP, anything for peace, and it bites you. Because, like, I'm talking, like, I think I'm a good parent. My wife's the best mother I've ever seen. And sometimes when you've had a fuck day or whatever, you just give them grapes for dinner. Mate, is it the right thing to do? No, but you're just like, I cannot handle this blue right now.
Yeah.
But what you can't do is get into the habit of always doing the AFP because they win.
Yeah.
And when they win by having a tantrum, that's when they start doing more tantrums.
Yeah.
So it's like fucking every now and again you might be like, just fucking have it because I'm about to jump off the roof.
Yeah.
But, yeah, don't get into the habit of doing the AFP too often because, those little bastards get that little win and they remember the tantrum that won.
I just got to put one on here and I'll be get me.
That's right. So you just got to sit there. And, mate, we've apologized. Like, evil can scream like a absolute champion. Like, if there was a screaming contest for like under fucking threes, I'd enter her straight up. I'd say, go evil, rip in, Darwin. Take this thing out for dad. But, you know, you just got to cop it and just let them have that screaming match and then they realize that that didn't work. But that's easy to say too, man. Like, you think of your day's stresses and then you come home and then you cop that. Like, it's not easy being a parent.
No.
At all. But like he said, agree with him 100%. You love it. But, yeah, it's fucking testing time sometimes around that age.
Definitely.
Imagine having – I'm going to have two of them going through that together.
Yeah, but yeah. Bit on Joe.
They're unreal at the moment, those two, the twins. Cute as, fucking awesome. Got them in the routine. They're going really well. But, yeah, those twos are going to be fucking full on, man. Good on you, bro. That was good.
G'day, boys. It's your old mate Dan, the Dometic guy from Meatstock Toowoomba. Hope you've been keeping well.
G'day, mate.
Got a cracking story for you. I was just driving back from Canberra, which, by the way, don't go to Canberra unless you fucking have to. But driving back to Sydney for Easter, get home, see the kids and all that sort of stuff. Was doing a little bit over the speed limit. I'm going to put my hand up here. Pulled over. Cop got out. Thought he was going to be a typical highway patrol guy. Anyway, I gave him a license. Well, do you know what you got pulled over for? All that jazz. I'm like, yeah, mate, it's going a little bit over. Blah, blah, blah. Takes me license, goes back to his car, comes back and goes, alpha blokes, eh? I'm like, yeah, just listening to the boys, yep. Goes, slow down, stay out of yourself, get home safe. You guys got me out of a fucking speeding ticket. Woo!
Fucking
stay out of yourself, legends. Catch up soon.
Hey, ABC, baby.
Yeah.
ABC. How good? It doesn't matter who you are, what colour you are, what job you got, what gender you are. ABC, if you're a good cunt, you're one of us.
Yeah. Tell Dometic, stop being so soft and work with us.
Yeah, get involved, bro. But how good's that? Like, that was like the other day, right? Police officer lad put up a picture of his car behind like the silos or something somewhere and said, hey, boys, just on whatever he was doing for work, what do you boys do for work? And everyone's posting what they do for work. You know, it's fucking prime. How good is that? Slow down, mate. Have a good one. Yeah, baby.
I was with the police on Sunday night for ages. I haven't big chat. And I didn't even notice.
Mate, there was a local lad. I'm not going to name him, but he's a detective here and stuff and was having a chat to him on Thursday. He's a great bloke. You know? You just fucking – people are good people. Sometimes they have to do shit things in their job, but – you can still see through that good person that's fucking, you know, having a crack. So how good is that?
Legends all around.
What goes around comes around, people. Bit of good karma. The community's good.
Imagine everyone getting pulled over now. Hang on a second. Move right there, mate.
Well, hang on. I need to put my hat on. Hey, mate. How you going?
Tom Kemp, put my hat on.
Imagine that if they're like, I hate those cunts. You're getting double bush. No, we've got a great relationship with the police.
Yeah.
Shout out to the police.
Let's keep it that way too.
Yeah. Not with the cameras that aren't manned by people.
No.
No, we don't have a good one with them.
Never have.
Nah, nah. But the people on the force, fucking oath. Remember old matey come up and go, hey, mate, just want to let you know the right squad loves you.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's fucking handy having the right squad behind us.
G'day, you bunch of fucking butt-tickling fucking legends.
Hello.
Wow. How are you?
Good, mate.
That's good. That's good.
How are you?
I don't give a fuck how you are. Because you know how hard this has been to get past you? I'm fucking over it. And I'm really hoping this one's going to get in.
We made it, mate.
I'm going to get straight to the fucking point. Keep it under 2 fucking minutes.
Oh, he's blind.
Keep to the rules.
He's not happy.
Now, so if you guys just grab your phones and just chuck them in your hands how you do, and then put your phone down, look at your pinky finger. Look at the fucking indent in your pinky finger. That is from holding your iPhone. What the fuck?
Like, what, the curl?
Yeah. Oh, it actually is.
That
look.
Makes me want to not hold my phone anymore.
Right, look at
so,
that.
Now you look at both your fingers and it's like, fucking hell, can't hold me fingers in a straight line together and they both have fucking indents in them. Great. Now I've got a fucking iPhone finger. Fuck's sake.
Yeah, right.
Stay out of yourselves.
Oi, evolution, man. Dead set. In 200 years, people's little finger will proper have like a seat on it.
Yeah.
You watch, cunt.
Yeah.
Won't it? Evolution.
Mm.
Wow. Thanks for that, man. I probably won't sleep for a week. That's awesome. Yeah, wow. There you go.
Glad it got through, mate. Good yarn.
Yeah. Fuck, he wasn't happy, Quinn. How many do you get who just fucking go off? Because that's my favourite thing to do is just push
do
under the bus.
Yeah, we have to book you a counselling session for you.
Because that's my favourite thing to do when cunts come up to me live.
Yeah.
Like when they just hit you and go, man, I'll try to send a fucking yarn through. And I'll be like, oh, mate, that's Quino.
Be better.
I'll just go, oh, mate, right. yeah, that's just Quino, bro. I don't know. I don't have anything to do with it.
You're lucky that was good enough because if you whinge about not coming through, you won't come through either.
Yeah, it's not like Quino's going to be like, oh, he whinged again. Yeah. I better put him in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Good night. Well, you got through, mate.
Yeah.
There you go. Clip that up for yourself and fucking, you know, play it on repeat.
Boys! How the fuck are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Just calling up to say a big fucking thank you to you blokes. And the community, repping the merch and getting told to stay out of myself, it's fucking amazing. I've had a few struggles over the last 12 months, 18 months, with my old man passing, and it will be his birthday today, listening to the talkback, so fucking cheers to you, Bomber. You're an absolute fucking legend, and love you. So, yeah, it's deleting head noises. You boys have fucking saved me a few times, so thanks, guys. In the cafe this morning, walk in to get me morning coffee, and of course fucking Tears of Heaven's playing, which let the tears flowing. But and also some fucking smiles too. And anyway, I'll leave you with once looked up dictionary in the dictionary and said, you're looking at it, cockhead. So I looked up cockhead. I said, not fucking you again. Cheers, boys.
Yeah. Hey, well, cheers to Bomber, if that was his name.
Yeah.
Hopefully him and Filth can be having a fucking beer up there together, bro.
Fucking oath.
So good on you, mate, and I really appreciate you ringing up like that. It's a pretty hard thing to fucking do.
Fucking oath.
Like, even I could hear your voice, man. That was like me at the start trying to do a similar thing. It's fucking... Do you know what I'll never be able to do? If I had a gun to my head, I wouldn't be able to do it. If my old man passed away, or my mum, or my sister, or you, or when Filth, this thing was there, how do people go up and talk at funerals?
Yeah.
That is such a special talent and something that I'll never be able to do. I don't know how. Like, I
think
honestly,
you'd be able to do it if you're not affected with the person, obviously. But
no, I'm talking about when it's like like you see people do like eulogies for their parents and
yeah.
Which would be, I'd love to do it. Like, I think it's such a special thing, but I physically don't think I could.
No.
You know? No. So if you've done that before, you're a fucking rock solid human because that is That takes some fucking courage.
Yeah.
That. But yeah, good on you, mate.
Legend. Yeah,
good on you.
Biggest dickus back here again. Some people pull men. Some people pull women. Some people can even pull both. You want to know what I can pull, boys? The door that says push you!
We've all been there, buddy, I tell you what.
That's fucking prime.
I feel like I could play it off too, but I didn't. you know what I mean? Like, I got away with that.
Do the worst one is when you're just fully committed to it. Yeah. You near headbutt the cunt. Your arm crumbles in on itself and you just nail it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's prime. I love the exit too. Fucking pull it all. Like I said, push, woo! Off he goes. Today's a cunt to choose. There's so many fucking good ones.
It was like last week too. Fuck.
Yeah, good stuff.
Testing, testing. Take 17. Boys, how are you? Hurricane Herdy back again. I got a bit of an etiquette check for you. In Sydney, there is, that cousin country, there is a BP and a McDonald's to the left of the airport, driving along the motorway heading north.
Yep.
Now, you pull McFuck over, you get your McFucking McFuckDonald's, or you get your fucking McBP, whatever you want, your petrol, it doesn't fucking matter. When you leave, it is a merging lane. You drive round the bend, up the straight, and you get up to 80 kilometers an hour, and you merge like a fucking zip. Nah, nah, nah. Nah, nah, nah. Nah, 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 nah. Old mate drives up 20 kilometers an hour and stops like it's a fucking giveaway. And now I'm stuck and I can't get out either. You fucking idiot. Someone put a sign out and stop these fucking lunatics. Fuck.
How good can't he? He's just fucking going off. Surely he feels better after that.
It's fucking like the, over
you. Like the steam has come out of the ears. Good on you, bro. That was good. It's going off. Fuck yeah.
G'day, boys. Big D from Rocky. Just got a bit of a yarn for you. No mayo. I'm sure you guys would have grew up neighborhood, there was a couple of weird kids and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Now, we had these weird kids that lived across the road from us. Pretty poor. Played with them, but you pretended like you weren't their friend at school, shit like that. Anyway, like, never really had any toys. Like, we'd have a water bomb fight. I gave them a water bomb one time. They went home and buried it, the weird cunts. But one day they come around and we're all mucking around playing with the toys and shit. And then we're like, oh, let's have a game of pass the parcel and whoever wins can have the prize. And they were like, yeah. So for some reason, I was about 10 at the time. I was like, oh, you know what? I'll lay a big shit, wrap it up, let them play pass the parcel and go from there. Yeah, so they were all excited. They were passing around this massive steamer and a bit of a shock when they opened it and realised it was my shit. Weird, I know, but pretty funny. And I was just wondering if you guys have ever done some weird shit other people when you were younger.
Oh, man. I got to say, like, when we lived in that cul-de-sac in Sun Valley, I won't say the street, because there was, like, literally a pedophile at the bottom of it that we've talked about before that he used to try to run us over and swerve at us and invite us inside and try to play cards and shit.
The real Bull Rush.
Yeah, he used to have, like, this little Daihatsu fucking charade. He used to go to the library all the time, but he was dead set a kiddie fiddler.
And like a convicted fiddler.
Oh, it would have had to be. He used to mount the curb trying to hit us.
Oh, I can't.
And he'd be, and but yeah, that was heaps of characters from that. I remember I went over to one of the blokes' houses. They just had sausages for dinner.
Mm.
And our mate knocked over 14 sausages, the old boy. And the son probably done about 12.
True.
And I was like, this is a fucking weird bit of an outing.
Mm. Yeah, fuck that. It gives me head noise, man, about like your kids growing up and going for sleepovers from friends from school.
Yeah.
Like, as in, the favorite part for me at the moment, like Camo and Gemma, some of their best mates, like the kids are the same age as Harry. Like, the boys are 1 year either side. So they get along like a house on fire. And it's like, how good's that? Because you know where they're going.
No one trusts.
But imagine, like, hey, can I have a sleepover with old mate? And you go, fuck, I don't know his parents. Like, he could just be a.
My parents used to go, oh, you can at least, like, go for the whole day and go for dinner and then come back about 9 o'clock at night. Mm. And that was in the cul-de-sac, like, just going down the street.
Yeah, yeah. It's a hard one, though. Like, as a kid, you're like, oh, well, I'm just going over there. But
I tell you what, it was, like, I think I had a pretty protected childhood, but it was good to go see how other people live.
Oh, yeah.
To a part.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Oh, mate, that's a big part. Like, it's something you just get over and you just suss it out a bit.
But it was the first time I seen a fucking vagina that wasn't on TV. Except she was about 220 kilos.
Run us through that, man.
Big Sunday dress, fucking must have been the Arnie or something that lived there with him. And we went through to play the Xbox.
Mm.
And obviously the pedestal fan had hit the Sunday dress. On this big old thing, and I tell you what, it turned me off. Fucking the female.
Yeah, yeah. Because this thing was like magazines you've seen.
No, fuck no. It looked like a
collapsed mineshaft.
Yeah, with about 15 rats hanging off it.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
get that image out of your head. Yeah. 220 kilos. Can you imagine this passed out
on the couch like this? The pedestal fans there, the old TED
box. Oh wow!
The old box TV. And it sort of hit the Sunday dress, and she's just laid back, and we're just, like, passing through.
I didn't ask for the Discovery Channel. Here's a yawning hippo.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, holy. That would have been wild.
It was.
Yeah, that's fucking stuck in your dome too, that one.
That is, like an old damper.
Oh, wow. I haven't got any, like, there is one, and I'm not going to say his name or whatever because I don't want to, you know, we're all grown up now, but there used to be this bloke who used to come at to the fence when we used to live at a certain place. And he had a name, obviously, and he used to pick his nose with his tongue and yell out mine and my sister's names at the fence. And, you know, he was okay, but he was a bit
on the tism,
had a bit of tism in him. And we used his name as a code word when we were out in public for if someone was a bit of a, you know,
yeah,
bit window licky.
Yeah,
we used to just substitute his name in, and they'd have no idea. So, like, and Dad and I'd call our mates like his name when they come over, and they go, "Oh, what do you mean?" And we just laugh to ourselves. And then everyone started to get in on the joke in my friends group. So we'd call someone this name, which is a very common name. And now this name, actually, we've talked about it in an earlier episode.
I think we might have.
Yeah, but I'm still not. But that name now, to this day, whenever I see someone with that name, I'm like, "Oh, bro." Straight away, you're going to have to prove that you're not one to me.
I'd like to actually go down to that cul-de-sac and actually knock on that door where the supposed kitty fiddler is and see if he's still alive.
How old was he, you reckon?
He would have been, I reckon he would have been 40s when we were kids.
So he'd be mid-60s sort of thing now, at least 70 maybe.
But he was a creature.
That's fucking wild, man.
He was a fucking creature.
Yeah, right. And the yawning hippo was on the same street.
Yeah, it was two houses down.
Fucking hell. That's a wild cul-de-sac, Joe.
And the carpet, the thing that gives me the jeebies, the carpet, man. Like, I can't even explain the carpet in the fucking joint. You know, it's like carpet, then it's like the long-haired carpet.
Oh, the real thick shit.
Like the long-haired, like shaggy, the fluffy shaggy,
bit of the Velcro.
Shaggy carpet.
Oh,
yeah.
A bit more can get into the shag.
Yeah.
Are we unveiling something here? Is this what therapy's like? Like when you stumble across an old memory and it comes to the forefront.
He's got the vision of the gun.
Like bang, like, we've just been hit.
Childhood trauma.
Yeah. Yeah. Did we just... Well, I'm glad you got it off your chest, mate. That's good. See, guys?
That was the same place that we ate the 14 beef sausages.
Holy fuck, man. That's
with bread too, cunt.
That is a wild... Do you know the wildest setup that I've been to, man? You have too. Out at Blackwater where that old mate with that neck brace that was bouncing around on the loader.
Oh, I never went out to the Shire.
Holy fuck, that was Hobbit. That was Hobbiton. That was fucking wild. He had two generators that ran 24/7 totally off the grid. All the family lived there and nothing's confirmed. But, you know, if one slipped into another accidentally one day, that's right, maybe Tasmania. Yeah. It was pretty wild.
Look,
people, yeah. But I just remember going,
look,
don't exactly feel comfortable here.
Yeah. I'd hate to see what that joint looked like because I just got in one of their work cars one day and it actually threw up. There's like breaker bottles, fucking, you name it, smoke smell.
Yeah, man, it was a wild setup.
I thought I actually fucking got AIDS from driving it. I'm trying to move it.
AIDS?
Oh, straight up. Fuck.
Yeah, so, man, we bumped into a few. That's fucking unreal, Cam's cul-de-sac.
Cam's cul-de-sac.
Yeah, the cul-de-sac. The big Sun Val.
Fucking hell.
Back in the day.
There you go. Well, there's a get that yarn in.
Glad I'm at the farm here.
Yeah. That's right. Well, we've been through it. It's built us into who we are.
Oh, I feel like Theo Von going, we live with the old fucking pedophile down the street, fucking trying to run us over.
Yeah, that's right. Old mate, pound of 24 snags.
Come in and play cards again. Oh. We'll play Snap.
Oh.
Ooh. Snap the cuffs on you.
Instead of go fish, it's go lick.
You know.
Yeah, you know. Daddy doesn't know. Wow.
Let's play real life Monopoly, except this is jail.
Oh, wow. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Hungry, hungry hippo.
Oh, wow.
On fire. I'm moving on.
Right, yeah, move on. When fuck's
fellas,
sake.
What's going on? Floppy here. I'm sure you can imagine what that means. But hey, I was just calling up because the other day you said about Siamese twins being baristas. But I thought, why don't we get them working at the local supermarket? And then you got one can scan the items and one can bag them. It's fucking ideal. Just handy as. But now I've got a quick joke for you. What has two wings and a halo? A Chinese phone call. Wing, wing, hello. Because gold. See you later.
Yeah, check out chick. Well, check out it. Check out twin.
Well,
what do you mean the guy?
Abby and Brittany wouldn't be any good because they've only got one arm each.
Yeah, but he'd be scanning it and passing. She could bag it. Yeah, but you might as well just go. Cha-ching.
One arm.
Yeah.
You can't bag with one arm.
She could hand the.
Depends on how you can join. If you're at the hip or something like that and you got two arms each, then fucking oath, man. That's right. I don't
know. They'd be good bartenders if you just had like a schooner glass and you could do the one hand a pour and then do the pay that side. And old Brittany's off the other end doing it.
Yeah, maybe. Don't know.
One more, eh?
Yeah, sounds good. Been a ripper episode.
Yeah, boys.
Hey, mate.
DJ, the clitoris DJ here, mate. Fucking trucking across the Midwest, alone with my thoughts, when I thought of a question to ask you, boys. Now, have you ever gotten a Gluck Gluck 3000 from the missus, and then the next day you're going to the urinal or whatever, and you fucking pulled your old fella out, and you see a fucking hair wrapped around your cock, whatever, and you go to give it a gentle pull, and you realise it's grazing your balloon knot? And then you get like the shiver and a bit of a shake, and maybe. I hope it's not just me. Anyway, boys, fucking love your work, and can I get a hi-ya?
Hi-ya.
Yeah, 100% be there, mate. Yeah. The hairs get in, like, even under the forey sometimes.
Yeah.
It feels a bit weird pulling them out. Yeah. Yeah, hair's getting all types of places. I thought you were going to say you go the old multiple stream because you haven't haven't cleared the chamber. After blowing the load.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big, I get head noise. I have to wait until I piss to clear the one chamber and then off to sleep.
Yep.
Otherwise, it's just, you're just asking for dramas.
Yep.
You know.
How's the forked piss? Whenever bro.
Yeah.
When you least need it too.
Yeah, no. No good. No good on the forked piss. No one likes a forked piss.
Fuck no.
Can't. I've got a rough job. Quinno, can you run us through some? Because, like, at the start, so we're talking about the Easter yarn was great because everyone can relate to it.
Yeah.
I loved the bowl of cereal yarn personally just because I would absolutely lose my shit if I saw one at 100 eating a bowl of cereal. That's up there for me. But then the last few, we had some great yarns too off the back of some of the later ones.
Yeah. So I've got those two down.
There's something early that stuck with me. I forget which.
That Easter yarn, I reckon, and that cereal, I've got them in the top two, in my personal opinion. There was just some couple really good one-liners. That fucking blow up about merging in was good too.
Yeah.
What was the one I said after, has he called up before?
Oh, yeah. What was that one?
Pricey.
What did he do? Was that about the kids saying
no? Yeah, probably.
Nah, this was very early on, after Tommy Pommy.
Look, I'm sorry, anyway, but yeah. I think I'm going to have to go the bowl of cereal. Just because it's fucking, I just think that fucking would spin me the fuck out. That today was a hard one though. Like, I reckon there could have been 4 or 5 people today that could have won. So I'm pretty sure that's Zach too. I might be wrong, but see if I can pin his voice. I haven't spoke to him for a while, but that voice rung a bell. So there you go, Zach, maybe. If it's not Zach, other cereal guy. But yeah.
Sweet.
Get into it. Thanks for fucking tuning in, guys. Hope you have an awesome weekend. Plenty going on for us, so stay safe, have a good one, and stay out of each other.
Boys, how you going? Good, Zach out here from Townsville. Just on my way to work, minding my own business, listening to episode 250. Tommy the Pommy was just on, actually, talking about Marketplace. And cruising in the left-hand lane, doing 100, because it's fucking work, why rush to it? And this fucking thing next to me in a CX-5 or whatever has come up 105 or whatever. She's going a bit quicker than 100. And I shit you not, I look over and she's got a bowl of cereal in her left hand and her right hand has got a spoon. And she's just munging in like she's at the fucking dinner table. She's going 100 Ks in a dual lane fucking road. Just munging in to a bowl of fucking cereal with a spoon. Like, I know here I am with the fucking voice recorder in me lap, but fuck me, I got one hand on the gear stick and one hand on the fucking steering wheel. Jeez. This bitch is just double banging a bowl of fucking cereal. Are we just getting dumber and fucking dumber or what? Or we just think we're invisible? I don't know, but fuck me, boys. There's a story to tell when I get into work. All right, have a good one. Catch us.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.